It's a victory for Donegal as they won by 4 points. 3-13 to 2-12 is the final score. Two goals from Geraldine McLaughlin and one from Niamh Haggerty. They were the goals for Donegal. Tyrone scored two, but they couldn't find that third goal that could have got them back into the game towards the end of this one. At the halftime break, Donegal were leading 2-6 to Tyrone's 8 points. Probably Tyrone had just shaded the opening half. Maria Canavan had kicked over 4 points for Tyrone, but they also had a number of wides, and they trailed going in at the break by 4 points. Those two goals in the opening half, one coming from Geraldine McLaughlin and the other from Niamh Haggerty, and they came in the closing 12 minutes off that opening half. As we started the second half, Donegal were out of the blocks brighter, and they scored 1-2 without reply in the opening 3 minutes. A penalty from Geraldine McLaughlin and points from Karen Guthrie and Roisin Friel at Donegal, and a 9-point advantage, 3-8-8. After that, it was a keenly contested affair, but Tyrone really couldn't get any closer than 3 or 4 points in the second half. And that start at the start of, that start at the beginning of the latter half proved to probably be the winning of the match in the end. But at times Donegal lived dangerously, and at times Tyrone played some super, very, very quick football. But at the end of the day, it's all about winning in the championship. Donegal have won today by 4 points. They're into the next stage. How do you view that one, Maureen O'Donnell?
Yeah, definitely a game of two halves. You would probably say Tyrone dominated, even though they went in at half time 4 points down. They certainly would have had a better first half than Donegal. And then, of course, Donegal, I'm sure they got a right tune in the dressing rooms at half time by Maxie. I mean, there was a lot of unsettled play out there. Definitely could tell that Donegal maybe haven't had a game in a month, and that really was a big thing that you could see out there today. There's a lot of mistakes. Going forward, Donegal really have to work on those mistakes, try and work a little bit more in settling early in the game. I mean, if you go into a semi-final now, they're going into a semi-final against Cavan, and maybe Armagh's waiting in on the other side of that there. Armagh will definitely punish them mistakes. You know, that's a Tyrone side there, very young and inexperienced, Oisin, but credit where credit's due. I suppose they were the complete underdogs going in there today. Coming off maybe an All-Ireland Intermediate last year, a very poor league campaign. If I was their manager there today, I would say that they had a very, very good successive game out there against Donegal, a very experienced side. I mean, very unfortunate to come away. I suppose only 4 points of difference, but I feel they were chasing it. Maybe they got Donegal were 1-2 in the first 4 minutes of the half, and Tyrone were really chasing that. And I mean, their goal probably came a little bit later on then in the game. Not enough maybe to put Donegal under more pressure, but a very good game by Tyrone. I have to say Donegal were a lot better in the second half. Yeah. And if they work on that now, maybe could bring it to the semi-final, try and master some of those mistakes and get into the game early on, Cavan will put it up to them as well.
Yeah, Maxie Cornett said in the lead up to the championship that if they are going to win three in a row, this will probably be the most difficult of the three to win, given that they have to win three matches and they're coming in quick succession. But there is a lot to work on now in the next 7 days or so for this group of ladies.
Yeah, I mean, you won one Ulster title, it's great, and you're very much in the driving seat, and then you're going into the next one and you won it a second time. After that, the hunger for these games goes down, within the camp. But of course, they'll be looking to do the three in a row. Naturally enough, as you say, they'll have to win three games, and three very tough games. Cavan, certainly won't be an easy game, and now in the semi-final. And as I say, after that day, you're probably looking, I'd be looking to see probably Armagh will overcome Monaghan, and Armagh, a very experienced outfit, very, very unlucky last year. You seen Ulster final last year, Donegal slaughtered sort of Armagh in the final, but then in the back door situation, the All-Ireland, Armagh ran them very, very tight, Oisin. So I assume that'll be the case this year. Armagh will definitely be going in to try and pop them off the Ulster, take them away from being reigning Ulster champions this year.